Tush?
Have you ever heard those called tushes?
No.
I got them out commonly. Man told me he had a mean one. And he took a plowshare and just dropped it down behind those and then hit that thing a whack and out they came.
Oh. Tushes. I've heard that. Tushes.
They saw them off or just take a hammer and just knock them out.
Knock them out.
But I guess you don't just get down there and gently remove those things from the...
Oh, because usually when that old sow's mad, she's not gently. Mm-hmm. She don't bite gently.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people with their legs halfway ripped off from a sow's tusk.
Mm. Say, it's 10:30. You think I'd better stop?
Well, I don't care if you want to go on. How long does that tape run?
We've got at least another hour on there.
Won't make any difference.
All right. Good. When you feed your pigs, or you didn't have any, but the neighbors, when they fed them, what did they do? Just throw the things out on the ground?
Well, they just slopped the pigs and you just put them in a trough, uh-huh. Put the food in the trough.
Mm-hmm. When you weaned a calf, what did you call the sound that it made? You say the calf does what?
Slobbers?
Well, when it wants its mother isn't there and it gets hungry. It does what? Moos?
Moos or balls.
Uh-huh. How about a cow when she's hungry? What noise would she make?
She usually balls.
Mm-hmm. And how about the horse that a sound makes? The sound that a horse makes?
Whinny?
Mm-hmm. What would you call a hen that is trying to hatch some eggs?
Laying hen.
Would this be one that has a nest that she's hatching?
Setting hen.
I found something I'd been looking for this morning. I didn't really expect it, but I was up by Okarchi. I had a man there from that German settlement area. And he said, a cluck. Have you heard this at all?
I've never heard that.
A cluck is a setting hen, and in some of the German settlement areas, that's quite common.
Well, they just used a German word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he called his father Vater.
Vater.
And he spoke German until he was 10. And then he went off to public school for a year. This was a Catholic settlement. He went to parochial school, but they were quite homogeneous. Well, where would you keep your chickens if you had a farm?
In the chicken house.
And if you had a hen with a lot of little chicks, where would she stay?
In the brooder.
When you fry a chicken, what do you call that part that comes out about here and has the bone in it like this?
The wishbone?
Mm-hmm. There's a good northern term.
Yeah, well, that's a term they use everywhere, I guess.
How about pulley bone?
Pulley bone, yeah. Wishbone, pulley bone. I never heard that until I was down in, way on over in western Oklahoma. They used to call it pulley bone.
Yeah, my wife is from Altus Blair.
Yeah.
And she's a pulley boner.
Yeah. Pulley bone and wishbone.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
Right here.
Right from not.
Are you a wishboner?
Mm-hmm. Wishbone.
How would you refer to that time, along late in the afternoon, early in the evening, when the animals begin to get hungry?
Dusk.
And, well, I was thinking more of the time when you have to get out and go to work.
The evening?
On the farm. Well, afternoon might be a better term. 3:00, 3:30.
I don't know.
You have to get out and take care of the cows and the chickens. And
do the evening chores.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon chores. The dusk. I don't know. What other term have you heard?
Oh, chore time, feeding time.
Oh, chore time, feeding time, yeah.
Were these common? Well, no, you had your
Well, no, the evening chores and chore time is quite common. Gotta do the evening chores. Well, that's getting beat long toward chore time. I guess I better go to work so I can go to bed. I can't think of anything else that's ever used.
I know you had some well-educated cows, but did you ever call them in from pasture?
Call them? Yeah.
What'd you call them?
Woo! Woo!
And if you got them in, you're going to milk them. They didn't stand still. What did you say?
I can't repeat that.
Oh, I see.
Well, that was something that just as soon as we started feeding, they quieted down. Now, we had a radio, and then we had one old boy that whistled a soft tune.
Twang, twang.
Twang, twang. Especially when he whipped you with that tail and the flies. You know, the cattle around a dairy was quite different than around the farm. Because just as soon as they came in that dairy barn, well, we had sprayers. And we spray them for flies. And they just quiet right down.
Hmm.